producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
From New York on Saturday night, so glad to have you with us coast to coast on great radio stations like KDIZ in Portland and AM 970 The Answer in New York City, KMET in Los Angeles. We've got great radio stations, of course, but also a great television partner in Biz TV, and grateful for our guests tonight who have agreed to let the voices of their campaigns and of their issues and of their priorities be heard for the voters. Tonight, I'm thinking of listeners to KTIA and watchers of Biz Television, particularly in Iowa and New Hampshire, as we are now less than a week away from New Hampshire, or about a week away, and less than a week, just a couple of days away from the people going to the polls in the state of Iowa on Monday for the first in the nation caucus, and this year binding delegates that will go with them, and up to 30 of them will be awarded on Monday night. So a lot to get to. Gentlemen, thank you again for being here. Senators Rick Santorum, Dr. Ben Carson, Governor Mike Huckabee, and sitting in for his son, the Senator Ted Cruz tonight, Rafael Cruz, the man who raised the Senator to think and to behave the way he does. So we have him to thank for. Guys, I want to go straight to the hottest topic in America, and that is this. We are facing the greatest anxiety about our national security in modern history. Dr. Carson, this one to you.
You've no doubt seen the same pictures that many of my audience are very familiar with, and that is the Christians that were marched to the edge of the Mediterranean Sea in Libya with men dressed in black and systematically beheaded them one by one. You've seen the Johnny Jihad execution videos. You've seen what ISIS has done in attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino and in places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, and it seems like the footprint continues to grow. We have a president who says that they are contained. What is Dr. Ben Carson's definition of containment versus the current occupant of the White House?
Well, you know, they're not contained. They're continuing to grow. A few years ago, there were 10,000 of them. Now there's 40,000 of them. And that's just growing out of hand. And they're here in our country. That's what's so bad. We have terror cells that have infiltrated our country. We have organizations like CARE invited to the State of the Union address? Are you kidding me? These are people who clearly have ties with terrorist organizations, and we're giving them a place of honor. And they were an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, in which documents came out indicating that these organizations are trying to infiltrate us and to achieve what they call civilization jihad, to destroy us from within and to replace, you know, our Judeo-Christian values with something else. You know, and they said it would be easier here because of our political correctness. Mm-hmm. We would be more busy trying to save them than we were trying to save our own culture. You know, as far as ISIS is concerned, the president said it's not an existential threat to us. What century is he living in? You know, does he recognize the threat to our infrastructure by attacking our electric grid, which is not hardened, with dirty bombs, with cyber warfare, with combinations of these? I mean, we are incredibly vulnerable. And when we think that we're not, that's when we're the most vulnerable.
Dr. Yeah. Carson, thank you. Senator Santorum.
Senator, there is no greater issue on the American voter's mind, I know because I talk to him every day, than what we have seen with our eyes in terms of the expansive, we're not keeping them contained, the non-containment of ISIS and of radical Islam. President Santorum brings what to the White House, and for Iowa in particular, as people are thinking about casting their votes on Monday, how do you change that equation?
Well, we have knowledge, experience, and a plan to win. That no one else has knowledge, experience, and a plan to win. I can tell you that ISIS knows that too, because when ISIS publish a monthly magazine, it's called The Beach Online, and in the April edition, they listed me as an enemy of ISIS. No other presidential candidate has been featured in ISIS as an enemy of ISIS.
Hmm.
That's because I've been working to fight radical Islam, the sanctions that were just removed from Iran on their nuclear program last Sunday. Those were sanctions that I helped draft and actually fought for 3 years against bipartisan opposition with bipartisan support to get it done. So we've been at this for a long time. I've been talking about the threat of fundamentalist Islam for a long, long time, and have been passing bills and shaping the debate as to try to get Republicans to tell the truth to the American public about what the threat is. And unfortunately, still, most Republicans in this race won't do that. I will. I'll educate the American public. I won't be politically correct, but I will explain why Iran is an existential threat to this country with them developing a nuclear weapon, and why ISIS should not be contained. It should be and must be defeated if we're going to stop the threats to this country.
And everyone is concerned about that. Senator, thank you. Very thorough answer. Governor Mike Huckabee, the issue of terror in the modern era.
Well, let's start with ISIS. We first start a war with them in cyberspace. There's no reason why any terrorist group, especially ISIS, should be able to use the same social media platforms that I use to see pictures of my grandkids, that they should be able to use those same social platforms to recruit people, to give them instructions on what to do, and to spread their violent message, and to even direct targets. So we shut them down in cyberspace. There's just no excuse for not having done that. The second thing, we engage in a financial war. We take away their ability to conduct any level of commerce. We put strict prohibitions against any company or country doing any type of business or commerce with ISIS or an ISIS-related entity.
Even if they're an ally?
Here's the thing. I don't care who it is. Not a nickel should ever move between those people. They shouldn't be able to sell a product, get money for oil, sell anything, and we should absolutely shut down all forms of their commerce. If they don't have any money, they can't buy food, they can't buy bullets, they can't buy influence, they can't buy airline tickets and send people to the United States to carry out a shooting in San Bernardino. I could go on and on, but if they don't have any capacity to conduct commerce, then we essentially shut them down. And the third thing we do, we engage a military war, and we make it an aggressive air, sea, and land campaign, and we push them back, take away their land, obliterate every supply line they have, kill their warriors, and we clean out the neighborhoods and communities where they have chased people out, and we've just solved the refugee problem because these folks can go home.
More on that and the immigration issue at large in a little bit. But Governor, thank you. Thorough response. Let me switch gears just a touch, Mr. Cruz, because we're getting some common themes here on the ISIS issue. But I want to ask about another equally potent threat that I think most Americans think this administration laid an egg with, and that is the agreement with Iran and what to do about it when one of you or one of your campaign's candidates steps into the White House, in January of 2017. Let's talk about what the Ted Cruz plan for dealing with the Iran deal and the executive order of that deal. What does he do on day one?
Well, as a matter of fact, my son Ted has mentioned that on the first day in office, one of the first five things that he will do in the first day in office is totally tear to shreds this horrible Iran nuclear deal. You know, this deal is the opposite of what the Obama administration said. Obama and John Kerry said it is either this deal or war. The opposite is true. This deal guarantees war because it guarantees that Iran will get a nuclear weapon. And if they get a nuclear weapon, they have stated over and over again they will use it against Israel, whom they call the little Satan, and they will use it against America, whom they call the great Satan. So it is crazy for us to provide for them the ability to develop those nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
It is absolutely crazy.
That's what no argument here, Mr. Cruz. Thank you. Again, a thorough answer. Friends, it is our roundtable countdown to the caucus 2016. Voters supporting these candidates and others will be voting for the first time in a vote that will actually count. And there will be an actual true front runner all coming up starting on Monday. So get to the polls, particularly those of you in Iowa, and be ready to do your part. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back to New York. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday. And we are continuing our countdown to the caucus. It has been an interesting conversation thus far. And I hope that you're getting to know these candidates better. Iowa goes to vote on Monday, but there's plenty of primary elections coming to your state. And while all eyes will be there, that will end up only being 30 delegates to the ultimate nomination. But nonetheless, it's an important start. So I'm grateful that the campaigns of Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz have all cooperated with us tonight. It is great to have the representatives here, some of them the candidates themselves, and of course Rafael Cruz, the father of one Ted Cruz. Mr. Senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Rick Santorum, this next one to you. Let's turn to economic issues. The Rick Santorum campaign is the only one that I've heard on the Republican side that has been championing increased production on American homeland. How do you bring jobs back to the American soil, Senator Santorum?
It's the most important focus of our campaign that we're seeing jobs, a quarter of a million just in the last few years under President Obama have left in manufacturing. We've lost millions of jobs over the course of the last couple of decades. The bottom line is that we are making American manufacturing uncompetitive with high taxes, ridiculously complex and burdensome regulations, and not standing up for our manufacturers and our own trade laws and trade disputes and trade agreements. And all three of those things are high priorities for me. We're going to cut the corporate tax and other taxes to make sure that we're competitive with other corporate tax rates around the world. We're going to make sure that we have a regulatory environment. We get rid of all of these Obama regulations and executive orders, they were all intended to drive energy and manufacturing productions offshore. And here's what I would say, because some people will say, manufacturing is dirty and it's not good for the environment. For every dollar of economic activity in China, they produce five times the amount of pollution. So if you're really interested in reducing pollution in the environment, you want those jobs to come back from China into the United States. We'll reduce CO2 levels. We'll reduce other types of pollutants by having those jobs here and producing a much more energy and environmentally efficient production.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and I'm grateful that someone's talking about production because we need to do that. Senator, thank you for that response. Governor Mike Huckabee, there's no doubt about it that reform in the tax code is going to be key to economic recovery. We're told we're in a recovery. It doesn't feel like we're in a recovery. How do we know? When will we know? When will things actually begin to change?
Well, Kevin, I've long advocated we pass the fair tax, rids us of the IRS, brings manufacturing back, brings $31 trillion of investment back to the U.S. And the fair tax is fairly simple. We get rid of all taxes on productivity, which means income, savings, dividends, capital gains, inheritance. We pay a sales tax when we purchase something. So our tax is on consumption rather than on productivity. And that has a transformative effect upon the economy and jobs. But look, I don't think we're going to get much done unless we elect people who are not corporately funded, wholly owned subsidiaries of the Wall Street, big bank, big brokerage house, hedge fund billionaires. And it's just very frustrating to me. And I keep telling people, I don't care what a candidate says. I don't care what his ads may say. Follow the money. Those are the three magic words in politics. See where he got his cash. And if his cash came from the same old place, then I promise you, you're going to get the same old government. And that's why nothing changes, whether Democrats or Republicans are in power, because they're all funded by the same small circle of people who, frankly, can buy them a politician and buy the government and get exactly what they want. But the people who are taking it in the teeth are the middle class, working class people that I'm running into in Iowa every day out here.
And I think that most of you are probably running into those. Let's stay on the idea of the people, though, Dr. Ben Carson. We often get into this mindset that the people that are in Washington, D.C. are somehow our rulers. Like, I hear people say this. Well, you know, when so-and-so is president, they were a good ruler. No. Remind us of the truth here. But the truth is that they work for us. If you become my president, Dr. Carson, you become my employee. Is that fair to say?
This is what the people of America must understand. They have to get involved. They have to be informed. And they have to be active participants. Our system was designed so that we had the ability to change things if we got into this situation.
Yeah.
And Thomas Jefferson said that just before we turned into another form of government, the people would actually wake up and see what was going on, stop listening to the pundits, and stop being manipulated and actually do what has to be done to get America back on the right track. I'm hoping that we are there now.
I hope so, too. Dr. Carson, thank you. Cogent response. Mr. Cruz, this last week there was major headlines made because as Senator Ted Cruz continued to rise in the polls and narrow the gap, and I got to think that there's some internal polling within the campaigns that even over this weekend that they are seeing for themselves that Donald Trump is not going to win Iowa, that the quote front runner made a decision and it was calculated. And he said, I'm gonna not face the voters of Iowa. Instead, I'm gonna go do this other thing that I'll have control over, but I won't face the questions. I won't face the Iowa media. I won't take on the other candidates in the only forum that Iowans have the chance to see. Now, we just talked with Governor Huckabee and Dr. Carson about the accountability that these candidates can and should have to the voters that vote them. What is your opinion of a candidate who wants to ask for the votes of Iowans, but isn't willing to debate in front of Iowans, specifically, you know, Mr. Trump?
Well, I think that the voters of Iowa, the voters of America, deserve to hear from the candidates as to answering the tough questions. You know, this is these people are about to embark in choosing who will be the next president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they owe it to the voters to be able to face those tough questions and show them exactly where they stand.
Well, what struck my mind is that he has pledged to be tough with ISIS. He's pledged to be tough with Iran. He's pledged to be tough with China. He's pledged to be tough with Mexico. I didn't know Megyn Kelly was stronger than all those guys put together. I thought she was just a regular. If she's a friend of mine at Fox News, I thought she was just a regular person.
Well, I cannot read his mind. I think it's if you respect the voters, you have to address the concerns of the voters, and so.
Yeah, well, and I'm not trying to make you say things that you don't want to say, Rafael Cruz. Speaking on behalf of his son, Ted Cruz, who is the only candidate of our forum who was not able to make it tonight, just simply due to the fact that the schedules in Iowa are absolutely nutty right now. But we're grateful to have the man who raised him standing in his place. So we've got more with Senators Rick Santorum, Governor Mike Huckabee, Dr. Ben Carson, and Rafael Cruz speaking on behalf of Ted Cruz in our presidential forum. Countdown to the caucus. The votes start getting counted this time Monday night. We should know. Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a 2-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed publishing health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now, 865-851-7269.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us from New York. Our countdown to the caucus continues. Governor Huckabee, next question to you.
Well, we've seen by necessity, not by choice, but by necessity, we've seen some degree of increase in entrepreneurship. But those same small businesses that got into small business because they wanted to try to heal their own recovery and their own home and their own personal revenue picture, but they also thought, well, I can do something good for my country by creating a business that might grow jobs, then got kicked in the teeth by the most aggressive regulatory control that has happened in the history of our country. In fact, I believe that this statistic is right. If it's not, somebody will correct me. But I believe we've passed more regulations in the last 7 years than in all of the previous administrations combined on business productivity. Governor Huckabee, how can small business thrive in an economy where every small business is basically beaten to death?
And what people don't understand, and I do understand it because I've run a number of small businesses and I'm involved in several right now. When you're a small business, you don't have the economy of scale to absorb every tax question and every regulatory question. And if you have to call your accountant or your lawyer, which you do on every decision you make, then if it's $300, that's not $300 out of a profit of several million. It may be $300 out of a profit of $1,000 or $2,000.
Hmm.
That is a disproportionate amount of your business expense, and it doesn't take long before you simply can't afford to do that. And it means you lay people off, you don't expand the business, you don't modernize, you don't do the things that would make your business grow. And for the first time in American history, a lot of businesses are trying to figure out how to shrink rather than grow. Because if they have more than 50 employees, they got Obamacare to deal with. If they work those employees more than 30 hours a week, they've got a whole other Obamacare regulatory issue to deal with. So think about this. Always in history, a free market society was based on the idea, figure out how that you can increase productivity, increase personnel, increase product sales, increase the scope of your business. But now the government punishes you if your business actually grows. And it's just absurd that we would ever think we're going to have a robust economy when everything we do and the policies we create have the opposite effect than it would toward job creation and growth.
Yeah. Dr. Carson, next question for you.
Speaking of right track, you know a lot about healthcare. You're intimate with how bad the system has been, but you also saw the advent of Obamacare, and you've been very articulate about it, sometimes in the presence of people that weren't that appreciative of what you had to say. And if people are not familiar with what I'm talking about, at the National Prayer Breakfast, you spoke directly about your experience as a doctor while the president sat just to your right. Let's talk about health care in a Ben Carson administration and what that looks like.
Yeah, well, first of all, the reason that I was so vociferously opposed to Obamacare is because it's antithetical to the principles of the formation of our country, with the people at the pinnacle and the government there to facilitate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With Obamacare, the government comes along and says, this is what we're doing, we're shoving it down your throat, and if you don't like it, too bad. We can't stand for that. So what I've advocated is a method of putting the care back in the hands of the people and the healthcare providers using health empowerment accounts. We pay for them with the same dollars that we pay for traditional health care. We spend a lot of dollars, by the way, twice as much per capita as many other countries that have excellent access. And you give people the ability to shift money in their health empowerment account. Health empowerment account is like a health savings account with no bureaucrats. And so each family becomes their own insurance company because you can shift money around within your family for any need.
Tax-free?
Yes. Gives you enormous flexibility.
Sure.
And also, the catastrophic health care now cost drops enormously. Because the only thing coming out of that is catastrophic health care.
Yeah.
How often do you have that? It's like a homeowner's policy with a big deductible versus one where you want every scratch covered. One costs $10,000 a year, one costs $1,500 a year. And you make it possible to buy it across state lines. And then for the indigent, which, you know, unfortunately about 80 million people, you know, live off of Medicare, Medicaid. And the annual cost is almost $500 billion. You divide that out, that's more than $5,000 per man, woman, and child. What could you buy with that? A concierge practice, most of which cost $2,000 to $3,000 a year, and still have thousands left over for your catastrophic care, which is much less. And you give these people a list of choices, just like you do in Medicare Part C, MediChoice, that include catastrophic care and a drug program. And it really eliminates the second tier medicine that we have. Everybody is worth the same. Nobody has to feel ashamed. It provides a bridge. And remember, your money is accumulating if you don't use it. It doesn't just go away. And we've had some economists look, if you have a health empowerment account from birth till death, the average person will have over $100,000 in their account at the time of death that they can pass on over the course of a couple of generations. Families will have so much money, you don't need any government involvement at all. And that's what we should be doing, creating programs that get the government out of our lives rather than insinuating
more into our lives. No kidding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Expand your life with
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's our countdown to the caucus, Saturday night. Kevin McCullough live from New York. So glad that you're with us. Senator Rick Santorum, this question to you. It is not a popular issue, but it is one I think your supporters are supportive of you on the grounds of, and that is the issues of social and moral values, religious liberties. Why are so many of your colleagues abandoning those issues in your mind?
They've all decided to sort of move on, whether they want to move on because they won't talk about it at all, or some, like Paul and Cruz, have said, well, we'll just let the states do this. We can't really do anything on the federal level. That's simply not true. There's a lot we can do on the federal level, and it's a lot we must do. We must lead and provide a vision for where this country is going and why the family is important, why the protection of innocent life is important. We have the most powerful tool the president has is the power of the bully pulpit to go out there and shape America and say, here's the vision of what a great country, a successful country, a healthy country looks like. And it's one with more stable families and marriage being at the center of that stability for our children and for our future. And for a country to stand up for the dignity of all human life and embrace the lies and confront the lies that have been told to generation after generation that abortion is okay and it doesn't cause any problems. And we are isolating women. You want to talk about a war on women? What we've done to abandon women in our society who find themselves pregnant is criminal in what we do here in this country. So you will find that Rick Santorum will go out there and paint a vision. We're probably not going to pass a whole bunch of federal laws because most of the problems that we're dealing with in this area are things that we need to work on in our communities, in our churches, in our schools, and in our popular culture. And that's where we're going to provide that vision.
But if no one's talking about it, then you don't inspire anyone to do anything about it.
Exactly. We're seeing communities and just collapsing because of the breakdown of the family. There are no dads. There is no marriage. There is no responsibility of men to help nurture young men and young women in a way that only fathers can. And the devastating impact on that in community after community across America. You see it in Baltimore. You see it in Ferguson. You see it in a whole bunch of other areas around this country where the breakdown of the family is at the core of violence and a lack of success in school and a lack of economic opportunities. And we need to have a president that tells the truth and rallies America to the better angels of our nature to start supporting moms who need that support, but not from government, but they need it from family members and fathers to come back and join and be part of the solution instead of exacerbating the problem.
Thanks, Senator. Governor Mike Huckabee, let me shift the focus once again, and let's come home to what I really do feel like a lot of your supporters are more in tune with than maybe any other issue. And that is the dying freedoms of the First and Second Amendment, particularly the protection of our religious practice and our freedom to not only believe, but to practice that belief in as open and as free a way as possible. How does religious liberty and the defense of literally the God-given right to believe and to practice that belief, how does that issue get addressed under President Huckabee?
Well, I would guarantee religious liberty by having an attorney general and a justice department that would fully protect people's rights to religious freedom. That means chaplains could put a Bible on their desk and pray and counsel however they best felt led by their conscience and by their teaching. It means that people who are conscientious about their faith and believe in biblical marriage would never be required by law. They would never get fined, never be put out of business because they did not feel at peace with doing a same-sex wedding ceremony, be it as a caterer, a baker, a photographer. You wouldn't have the Little Sisters of the Poor being punished by the federal government because they don't want to provide abortifacient drugs to elderly nuns, which is ridiculously illogical in the first place. We would protect people's religious liberty. This administration has gone after religious liberty. You saw a county clerk in Kentucky, a Democrat, by the way, put in jail because she believed the same thing about marriage that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton claimed to have believed back in 2008. She believed that marriage was the biblical standard of one man, one woman, life partners. And we should be protecting people's religious freedom and accommodating them when we feel like that there's some way to do it, just like we accommodated Muslims at Gitmo who were there because they murdered or kidnapped Americans. We took care of them by painting arrows in their cells to point them toward Mecca. We gave them prayer rugs.
Unbelievable.
We let them have five times a day their prayer times, and we give them halal meals that cost three times what the meals cost for the soldiers and sailors who guard those terrorists. It's absurd, Kevin. And so we would protect every person's First Amendment rights, and there would be a true expression of religious freedom in this country again.
Last question, Governor, and again, thank you for your generous use of time, not just today, but throughout the entire campaign to date. The countdown to the caucus is underway. Monday comes around. Judicial nominations are, I think, next in my mind, behind the life issue, where I know where you stand,
behind the religious liberty issue, judicial nominations and judges have to be one of the top three issues for me. What type of judges would a President Huckabee put on the federal bench and, more importantly, in the Supreme Court?
I would want to know, do they believe in judicial supremacy? Do they hold to this ridiculous, unconstitutional notion that the courts have the final word? Because if they do, they're not going to be nominated by me. Jefferson said that judicial supremacy leads to judicial tyranny, which is what we have today. I'd want them to understand that they can't legislate. They can't make law. And if they think they can, I'd want to make it clear if they can't be an appointee. Here's the other thing. If I appointed someone, I would ask them on the day of their appointment that they would hand me their letter of resignation. I would take it, I would put it in my desk, and I wouldn't exercise it unless they acted in some way that indicated that they had decided that the courts could make law. At that point, I would accept their letter of resignation that they had already submitted to me. And if they wouldn't submit that letter, I simply would not appoint them. I did that with some of my appointees when I was governor. And I tell you, it is one sure way to keep the birds flying toward the migratory pattern.
Well, instantaneous accountability is something that general society has just lost. So I love that idea, Governor. And you've never mentioned that in any of our previous discussions. So great, great idea. And as we continue for the final few minutes tonight, friends, I'm so grateful that these four campaigns and candidates have been able to spend this time with us. I think it's worth a hearty thank you to each of them for answering the questions. And let me just quickly say that we have a very simple choice. We can put up with the way things are, or we can decide to change them. And these gentlemen have helped us understand why we can change them tonight. Kevin McCullough.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be.
clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Well, it's live from New York. Kevin McCullough, so grateful that you've been with us. And if you missed any of this, if you're watching Biz TV, just wait. They're going to rerun the entire broadcast from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. And if you want to catch all of the conversation that we've had from the four campaigns tonight, I'm so grateful. This will be the official last presidential forum before Monday's Iowa caucuses. There are no more debates scheduled. There are no more forums scheduled. Everyone is out in their own, but it's been a real pleasure. Let me just get all of us to think on something here for a second, friends. And it really is one of the most important things that that we can do. If we love the country that we say we love, if this nation is as important to us as we walk around convincing ourselves that it is each day, And I'm guilty of this. You know, some people think, well, you know, Kev, you're on the radio and you have the you have the ability to impact how people think, and you get paid to do this. I do. I get paid. I get paid well. I'm not complaining about the stage of life that we're in or where I'm at or what I get to do in the midst of it. I do want to use the power of this microphone. On a national basis, on a local basis, when I speak to public venues, when I'm one-on-one with somebody in the subway. I want to use the power and the opportunity of the tool of communication to utilize truth to help do something. Obliterate the confusion, find the nugget of truth, and amplify that. And I want to take that to a whole nother level because I want it to help everybody that's exposed to it to feel free to pursue clarity from that point on. And one of the things I'm grateful for, Senator, Governor, Doctor, and Papa, if I can say that, I'm grateful that you guys on a Saturday night when it's cold, when you could be doing any number of things, you've taken the time out to answer some important questions. And you're doing it because you care about the welfare of the country. I'm not into this idea that you can just stomp off and not have to talk to the voters and not have to get questions answered because you don't like the person asking the questions. I don't think that you should. If you're going to be the leader of the free world, I don't think you should be allowed to be afraid of one little woman journalist. Who, by the way, is tough as nails. I've been on her show 24 times. There is none better than Megan in the business. But at the end of the day, friend, at the end of the day, if we don't expect the leader of the free world to do that very, very simple thing, which is to seek the truth, to abide by the truth, to pursue the truth, so that his solutions are based in truth, so that when we answer a problem, we answer it with truth, so that we're able to then overcome, truly overcome the problem. See, President Obama's had lots of solutions. He said we fixed them all. The recovery's fixed, remember? But does it feel that way? Anyway, I could go on and on. Gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, Rafael Cruz, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Pete Santorum.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Not a problem.
Always a pleasure. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you so much, Bernie. God bless.
You're absolutely welcome. All right, guys. And we'll be back here next Saturday night. See you then. I'm Kevin McCullough.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.